Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 17, 2021. I am Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. It's our every other month shamanic awakening ceremony. So this is one of our most intense events, and it stirs up the heavy stuff real powerfully, so you can clear it really fast. So here's what we'll be doing tonight. After this intro, I will call the directions, call the allies. Monday night, I did a session with no mesa in front of me at all. We do have a mesa now. And so we have the physical support. And I'll call in all the beautiful allies of love and light, high vibration, benevolent intent. We'll close the container and seal it. And then we will guide you through this process. The shamanic awakening ceremony doesn't just call in the embodied awakening shortcut, it goes through the four steps of embodied awakening. So we first call maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. I usually sing a mantra with that. Then we do the healing part and it gets real intense. I do a lot of rattling and singing and stirring stuff up. And that can be quite a long section. This event has taken up to 2 hours, although in recent iterations, it's gone more like 90 minutes. So please leave that much time. So we'll do a long healing section, stir up whatever heavy stuff is ready to go. And I usually do two healing songs. In the second, I actually speak to the lower vibration entities that might be hanging around you and invite them to leave. And actually, a lot of them go under the circumstances I give them. So that can be lovely. And then after we've done a lot of releasing, I'll feel it when the general vibe is lightened enough. And then we will shift over to continue the embodied awakening cycle. The next step after that will be to merge with higher self at its level. So you'll just be that beautiful disembodied consciousness. Then we'll do the step where the higher self comes into the body. That's what we do with our shortcut. And then we usually do an integration piece after that to help it last and stick. And then we invite this beautiful energy to spread around to all other beings who can benefit from it. So that's kind of what we do. I always make the usual requests. Request number one, please do only this. You are not just a spectator here, you are a participant. You are co-creating the field just by being here, whether you're live or on the recording. So please, therefore, just do this only, please, as if you're right here in the room with me. And that way you'll have the best experience and the energy you contribute into the mix, which goes backward and forward in time via the Akashic Records, will be of the greatest benefit to others. So we are definitely supporting each other here. The other is if you have to leave before I close the container at the end of the process, that's okay. Just ask the allies to slip you out and they will do so. However, on an intense event like this, be aware that you may get a lot of stuff stirred up and you may choose to leave the event or you may want to leave the event because it's getting uncomfortable. And that is actually the worst reason to leave an event like this, because it's when it's getting stirred up that you're getting the benefit. Often when the stuff that's going to help you the most is leaving, a part of you will say, no, I don't like this. I'm going to exit the process and just step out and keep my heavy stuff rather than release it. So be really careful if you are in the midst of our process here and you feel the urge to exit the process. Ask yourself, are you doing it because there's discomfort and the stuff is flushing up to leave? You do have to feel it to heal it. Versus, is there a genuine, legitimate reason I have to go now? Like, you know, your child's having an emergency or something like that. I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, a real valid reason to discontinue the process. Of course, only Awakening Plus members are on this call. And therefore, if you are either live or on the recording and you pause, you can then resume it afterward if it's a recording. So, and I should have this up hopefully tomorrow, as we're recording on Wednesday, hopefully up by Thursday, and therefore you could pick it up again later. So again, just please don't exit the process just because it's uncomfortable. Try to stick with it and breathe through that. I know in my experience, my greatest and most helpful breakthroughs have been when I was in a very difficult process and chose to stick it out. So that's my recommendation. Of course, you have free will and can do what you want. But that has been what I found helpful, and others have told me that the same strategy helped them too. Okay, so I think we're good to go. Let me yawn. If For those who were tracking my house move, today I finally got all the stuff out of the house. I got it all cleaned up, the old house. We're now in the new house with boxes everywhere. But enough setup that I can do this. And we're every day getting more stuff available and living a little bit more like normal people and not like we're camping in our own house. So let's go ahead and do this. I invite you now to relax and close your eyes. I'm going to set up the container. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kui. I am that I am. I call it my own maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good. I call on my own maximum Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. I call my own maximum fourth density consciousness or higher, high vibration service to other that serves highest good. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear, Deer. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. So see if you can feel that energy. If you can feel it in your body, just rest in that awareness of that energy moving spontaneously inside you. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. And unless I say otherwise, that will be your focus as we move forward. Okay. So we're going to start with the first invocation in the cycle. So in a moment, you'll be speaking directly to your higher self, calling in maximum embodied awakening. No, actually, you'll be calling in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So in a moment, please repeat after me. Actually, do that starting now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and as I said before, just either feel the energy moving inside you as your focus, or just feel breath come and go on its own. Either way, just passive awareness of what's happening anyway on its own. So you might be noticing a shift in consciousness. Just flow with that and let it do its thing. I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the field. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta. Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta. Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samethaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Samethaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavati Shamitaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha. So that's given us a nice, peaceful baseline. So now we're going to start doing the more intense things. So now we are going to do the healing part. And again, the main focus of this event is this section where we really, you know, flush up and clear away the heavy energy that's been bogging us down in whatever way. You may not have even been aware of some of it. Sometimes you get so used to it, you just think it's normal and you don't realize how heavy it's been until you clear it. I will assure you, you're not going to get overwhelmed. In all the years I've been doing this and all the thousands of people I've done this kind of process with, no one's ever reported overwhelm. So you don't have to worry about that. Your higher self and all the allies are watching to make sure you're held safely. So in a moment, we'll call for maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then we'll let the music intensify that healing process. So if you're willing to feel some discomfort in order to clear some heavy stuff once and for all, then you'll want to do this next section. So I invite you to repeat with me starting now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. If you'd like to fine-tune this with a particular healing request, I'll leave a moment of silence for you to be more specific with your higher self. Please begin now if you want to be more specific with your request. Remember, you're muted, no one can hear you. Alrighty, so we're going to do the first healing song. I'm going to invite you to just, as you get into this, now that you've made your intention, hopefully, or just gone with the general healing request, I invite you really just to relax. And the really critical part here is to let your higher self do it for you. It's been my experience that the higher self is always much more effective at healing the human self in comparison to the human trying to heal itself. Your ego is just a human. The divine has vastly more power for that sort of thing. So I recommend the human part of you, now that you've stated your intention, relax, release it. The vibe here is this or something better. Sometimes you get what you ask for. Something else happens. And if so, your higher self is determined that other thing is actually the higher priority. So, and since it's also vastly wiser than the human self, I always trust that it will do the right thing, even if my human self doesn't quite get it yet. All right. So I invite you now to relax and just be. Oh, the guidelines for working with heavy energy is really simple. Wherever you feel the discomfort, whether it's physical, emotional, or both, you'll notice that even emotions have a physical location because they're tied in with one of the chakras. So just feel, where in my body am I feeling the discomfort? And you simply hold your attention there. If possible, merge with the discomfort, become one with it, 100%. 100% blending, no filter, no resistance, the very best you can. The best you can do is always good enough. And to the best of your ability, just really be one with that discomfort. And that's like shining a spotlight and showing the divine, here, here, take care of this, please. And wherever you put your attention, the divine will go there. And what usually happens, it stirs it up and flushes it out. Most times, the energy flushes out the hands and the feet. It may leave other ways too, or it may transmute to love and light. No decision for you, the human, to make there. The divine just does what it does for highest good. And the area may shift. You may discover, oh, now this other area feels the most intense. You just shift attention to wherever the most intense area is and just keep merging with it the best you can. Over the years, our experience has proven that you just focusing on the somatic experience is optimal. There are often thoughts and or images swirling in the field when something's being released. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But I recommend that you put your focus on the physical sensations and just don't focus on thoughts or images. The healing tends to be less complete and less helpful when those are focused on, and it tends to be more powerful and more helpful when you focus on sensation in this style of work. So you can do what you want, you got free will, but that's my recommendation. All right, that should give you enough to work with. One last thing, you're muted, no one else on this call can hear you. So therefore, if you feel like you need to shake, vibrate, tremble, vocalize, cry, scream, jump your body around, hit something, as long as nothing gets hurt, like, you know, bang a pillow with your fist or something, whatever you are called to do spontaneously is okay. There's certainly no mandate that you just sit still during this part. This is shamanism. It can be dynamic, it can be active. So don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do, if the body wants to do a certain thing, if at all possible, give it free rein to do that. Again, as long as no one gets hurt, that's okay, especially yourself. Okay, so here we go. Hey, 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 Limpia, 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 limpia. Jesus Christus, 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 Jesus Christus. Limpia, 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 limpia. Mother Mary, 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 Mother Mary. Limpia, 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 limpia. Limpia, 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 limpia. Archangel Michael, 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 Archangel Michael. Limpia, 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 limpia. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Limpia, 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 limpia. Archangel Raphael, 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 Archangel Raphael. Limpia, 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 limpia. Kuan Yin, 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 Kuan Yin. Limpia, 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 limpia. Limpia, 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 ha, limpia, 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 ha, limpia, 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 limpia.
Huan Yin, 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 Limpia, 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 Limpia. Limpia, 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 Ganesh, 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 Limpia, 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 Limpia. Saint Germain, bring your purple flame. 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 Saint Your purple flame, Saint Germain, bring your purple flame. Limpia, 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 ha. Limpia, 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 ha. Limpia, 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 ha. Limpia, 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 Limpia.
Just stay with your process for a moment. Hopefully we got some stuff stirred up for you. Remember to just be with the sensation without resistance the best you can. The more you are with the discomfort without resisting it, the more easily your higher self will be able to heal it for you. All righty. We'll do the second song as usual. So what I do here is, first I have a chat with any entities hanging out in your field that are of lower vibration or malevolent intent, dark entities. And I'll have a chat with them and give them a chance to leave voluntarily. And typically some do. And then we do a song that encourages them to either leave or be transmuted to love and light. And we'll do that song. And then we'll go into our healing, higher self merging. So as I do this, I invite you just to listen to my words. And if you can feel the energetics of your own body, just notice what's happening. See if entities are voluntarily departing, if you're feeling lighter, more clear as we go through this preamble and song. I am that I am. I now address all beings of darkness, lower vibration, malevolent intent in the body or energy field of anyone hearing my voice right now, live or on the recording. Dark beings, my name is Benjamin. I am a practitioner of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent, and I come with many powerful allies of love and light. Thank you for your attention. I want to give you fair warning that soon I will begin a song whose function is to transmute lower vibration beings such as yourself to beings of love and light. If that's what you want, please hang around and we'll do that for you. However, you may prefer to stay as you are. And if so, I have a guaranteed path to safety that way. So Archangel Michael, would you please come? Ooh, you feel good, very tingly. Would you please, as usual, open one-way exit-only portals to the home vibrations of these dark entities? Okay, the gateways are open. So lower vibration beings, please notice that a vibration is now open to your home. A portal is open. It is a one-way exit-only portal. So if you go through, you can't come back to this host. And I understand that many of you dark beings were trapped here and would rather go home anyway. This is your free ride home. There is no strings attached. There's no trickery here. Feel the vibration of my voice and know that I'm being honest with you. If you go through that portal, you will arrive back at home base and get to hang out with your buddies and have a good time instead of having to be here in this vibration that doesn't necessarily fit you beautifully. So that's the choice, lower vibration beings. You can take the portal, get the free ride home, and hang out back at home. Or you can stay here and risk being transmuted to a being of love and light. So we're going to leave some time here for those who choose to leave, those entities that want to depart and take the offer. And I can perceive a lot of them going through portals now. I'm going to play the chimes while that exodus occurs, and I'll continue doing that until I perceive that the exodus has wrapped up, in which case we'll start the song. So lower vibration entities, I invite you to take the portal if you wish. It is your free will choice. Humans, just hang out, relax, and if you can feel the entities departing, let that be your focus. If you can't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. And of course, if you feel energy moving, generally speaking, that's definitely what you would want to do rather than breath awareness. Thank you. quite a lot of entities departing voluntarily. That's beautiful. Feel the whole field lightening as many lower vibration entities make a voluntary departure. Yeah, a lot of lightning happening. A whole new wave of energies leaving right there. It's working. Okay, I think we're mostly done with the voluntary departures. Leave just a moment for any stragglers to go through the portals. Still a few more. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to once again speak to the lower vibration entities. So, dark beings, thanks for your attention once again. As you can see, many of your fellow beings have left. They took the portals. And in a moment, I am going to start the song as promised. And again, the function of this song is to transmute beings like you to beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. So you've chosen to stay. And I don't know if that's because you want to be transmuted or if you think you can resist it. Either way, we'll find out. But if you believe you can fight the shift, and you discover you're being shifted anyway, it's still not too late during the song to pop through the portal. It's still available to you until the song ends, at which point Archangel Mikael will shut it down. And that opportunity for the free ride home will be lost. So, dark beings, that's how it works. And as promised, let's do that transmutation song. And you humans, same instruction as before. If you feel challenging energy, just rest in the full awareness of that energy, 100% present, no filter. Just the best you can, be right there with it, be passive. You will get the best outcome if you do not try to help other than holding awareness. You hold awareness, showing the divine where to go, the divine goes there and they take care of it for you. So try that and see what happens. Here we go.
Out you go, out you go, out you go, and it is a darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, and it is a darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go. Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Is the light poison? 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 The light for them, 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 the light for them. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Is the light poison? 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 as the light pours in. The light pours in, and the light pours in.
Okay, that ends the formal healing section. So, you humans, I'll be addressing you now instead of those other beings. Just take a moment and see how you feel. Now, even though we're now going to invoke oneness with the higher self, if you're still in a healing process, just stick with it. It's okay. But now enough has been cleared that we can now move to oneness with higher self. So if you'd like to do that, repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. So now, please notice if there's any sensation of peacefulness in your field or your body or both. So humans, your job now is just to feel that peacefulness as best you can. Don't try to change it or increase it or anything at all. Just be with what is. Now, for some of us, there will be additional healing work done in order to make it possible to attain awareness there. Some of us will just pop right in with no fuss at all. So whatever your process is, just let it be what it is. In any event, just keep feeling that peacefulness the best you can. It's already there. And once you're merged with that, there'll be more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. You'll feel really blissful. This is a realm beyond thought. So it's much more about just being in the experiencing of a field and much less about thinking about it. And if your body is still shaking off heavy energy, that's perfectly fine. These processes can coexist real easily. The peacefulness you're paying attention to, of course, is the higher self. It's very intelligent. It knows you're paying attention. Just rest in awareness of that. And let the light take care of the rest. Just open fully to it the best you can. So it's unusual for this much heavy energy to be processing after we've called for oneness with the higher self, but we'll go with it. If you're just blissfully merged with that being, then that's awesome. Just hang out there. Some of us, though, are processing heavy stuff still as that light comes in. It makes perfect sense. When you move into a higher vibration, any energies you're holding incompatible with it will get shaken up. Just let it work its way out if you're experiencing that. Some of y'all are doing some really good healing. Well done. I don't know if you're live or on the recording. Maybe there's some of both, but if you're in a strong healing process, a release process, just let it run. It's exactly what you're here for. My body finally stopped shaking. And now that peacefulness is getting stronger. So just be with the peacefulness. Put your attention on the peacefulness. Relax into it. And do nothing else. Just be aware of the peacefulness. Let it do what it will. The reason for your passivity is this energy you're encountering knows your highest good, and chances are far better than your human self does. So let it run the show. You can trust your higher self. Yeah, the field's getting much more calm, looks like. Some or all of that heavy clearing was completed. And just relax into your higher self, that being of absolute peacefulness. Just relax into it, merge with it the best you can. Continue relaxing into just merging into that absolute peacefulness. The deeper you go into it, the more you feel like just a being of pure energy. You perceive yourself as a field of consciousness without boundary. And it's really peaceful and it feels really good. So what's happening is there's a small number of people live and or on the recording who are having trouble getting into their higher self. And the rest of us are being used to help that person release. So their heavy energy is being processed a little bit through some of us. Only the ones who are ready, only the ones for whom this processing serves highest good. So in ceremonial space like this, if even one person is having difficulty, it shifts the experience for the rest. So it's getting peaceful again. So now the higher self blending is a lot easier. Just relax, follow the peacefulness, be one with it, and you might just find yourself here in this beautiful merged space with your higher self. Given the group nature of this, you may also feel some of your fellow humans here. Not so much as individual beings, but as part of a beautiful blended field at the level of the higher self. Nice, good vibe. So just enjoy being one with your higher self to whatever degree that's happening for you. My experience is just this constant radiation of beautiful divine energy out to everyone and everything. Once again, just hang out in this disembodied higher self state. Relax into it. I can feel that a lot of people are succeeding at that. And just do the best you can. Your best is always good enough. Okay, now I feel the energy starting to come into our bodies. So let's invoke embodied awakening. Please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, if you wish, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now this beautiful, peaceful, blissful vibe you cultivated out of body is now coming into the body through the top of the head. I invite you to just relax and let it come. There's a lot of shaking in the field. It's stirring some stuff up for people just by being in there. Others may find themselves completely serene and peaceful. Just let your experience be whatever it is as the divine comes to you, the human. Just relax, tune into the feel of the energy in your body. Just passively notice what it's doing. Just be present with the movement of energy. As much as possible, stay out of any focus on thoughts or imagery. Just keep coming back to sensation. Finally, I'm peaceful. I was shaking a lot. Yeah, that's nice. So feels like that heavy stuff got shaken out of the field finally, or released. And now it's feeling very flowing, lots of brain bliss. Some energy in the belly. You just check your body. When you're in embodied awakening, four things are all there. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. So if all that's happening, you're there. If not, just relax and let as much of that come to you as comes. Higher Self always gives us as much as we're ready for and no more than that. Yeah, a little release there. Now the field's calming again. If you've been kind of sucked into focus on thought or imagery, just relax back into sensation. Just feel what's happening in your body. Yeah, it feels good. We'll let that soak in a little bit if you're in embodied awakening. Again, that means no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just hang out there, holding good space for your fellow travelers. If you're not there, just keep feeling the energy moving in your body passively. If you're unable to feel that, just feel the breath come and go. Okay, now the peacefulness is settling more deeply into the body. Just allow that and notice it. Being as focused into the sheer sensation as you can without needing any thought. Just be with it the best you can. Yeah, that's feeling real solid there. Okay, just check one more time. Are you in embodied awakening? Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Feels like most of us are here, if not all. All right, so just feel that. There's one more invocation. If you like this embodied awakening state, then you can carry it forward and you could even make it your new normal every day, where this simply becomes your daily consciousness. So if you'd like more of this and you will actually gain productivity, you'll enjoy taking care of your responsibilities more. The other benefits are there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Less needing to figure things out, more just knowing what to do through intuition, and more bliss. So if you'd like to lock this in and have it be more consistent for you, then begin repeating after me to your higher self now. Spirit that I am, please integrate my higher self and my human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. So a little more on that. Let this become my new normal to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And let it keep going better. Oh. So whatever is happening in your body, it's upgrade, it's the releasing of obstacles to what you asked for, it's the bringing in of new energies that support what you asked for. Just let your process be what it is for a moment, not resisting, just going with whatever's happening. Yeah, the field just shifted really beautifully there. Let's roll with that. Yeah, it feels nice and solid. So let's see if that's the final stabilizer or if there's more. Just relax. Be with whatever you're experiencing in your body, including the energy part. Just stay with that new energy that just came in. So I think we're starting to wind down. We noticed increased awareness of the physical body as these higher energies integrate into it, as much as serves highest good. Okay, not quite done, so stay with it a moment longer. Have patience, let it do its work. Once again, notice how you feel, including the subtle energy part. Okay. Now let's return the favor. Allies, we thank you for this beautiful healing and awakening and overall blessing. We now ask that the good medicine we've experienced now radiate out to all other beings whose highest good it will serve. Starting now, thank you. Relax and feel the essence of what we've done radiating out to the universe, to all beings who will benefit from it. We humans don't have to know who that is because our higher selves do know. They're wrapping up the radiating. Thank you, allies. Allies, is there anything further that would serve highest good before we close the container? We're saying we're good. So one last time, just feel how you feel. The sensation of the body and the energy in and around it. If you want to learn how to work with these invocations more deeply and helpfully, just do that 16-part invocation masterclass inside Awakening Plus. Pachamama, Mama Kia. Viracocham Inti Kuti. Let's just sit in this energy for a moment. Whew, what beautiful energy. Just relax into that. So they just wiped my brain with that one. So I'm going to restart the closing sequence.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Viracocham, Inti, Kuti.
Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful shamanic awakening ceremony. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, whether they did it live or on the recording, allies, stay with them for as long as your presence serves their highest good. Thank you. What beautiful energy. Wow. Thank you, allies. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful ceremony. Aho. Okay, that closes the sacred container. Some of you may still have experiences of healing or awakening or whatever, and I encourage you to let those continue as long as they want to. All right, we're going to open it up for feedback if you wish. Hang on. So you now can unmute yourself if you wish. Just click that little mic icon if you're on the computer. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. You can also type in the chat window. And sometimes a lot of people jump in, and sometimes there's silence for a while. Either one is fine. And of course, we have this lovely field to marinate in. Feel free to do that while we're waiting for anyone to speak or communicate. And I will read out whatever is in the chat. And here's Anjali saying, smooth flow, feels like it will keep working through the night, vibrant and dynamic healing tonight within. Thank you, Anjali. really appreciate that cogent feedback. Hey, is it James?
Yes, good evening. Thank you very much, Benjamin. It was a great session. Question about those little dark entities. How do we pick them up? Do they just sort of latch on as we walk around going through life, or what? How do we get them?
Great question. I'm happy to address that. Here's my understanding. I think the law of one teaching nails the role of dark entities and how they work with us. There are two paths for humanity. One path is service to other, the other is service to self. I'm assuming everyone who joins Awakening Plus is on service to other path, which means you're at least 51% focused on helping others. However, the path of service to self, you got to be at least 95% self-centered. And that applies whether you're a physical being or an energetic being like the dark entities that we were working with earlier. So dark entities, you know, anything's fair as long as they can take advantage of you somehow, you know, suck energy off you, and take advantage of you in any way at all. That's what they do, and that's their proper path. The way we're open to them is if we have an unhealed wound or trauma that creates a weakness in the field, and they're good at spotting those and exploiting them. Sometimes they'll be there because it's time karmically for you to go to your next level of awakening and empowerment, and they'll give you exactly the catalyst you need to either keep suffering because of what they're doing or growing to your next level of awareness where they can't get to you. So my belief is that most of these entities don't understand this greater scheme I'm talking about. They just want their energy. They just want to mess with you for their own selfish desires. But in the larger scheme, I believe all beings are playing for the same team, and the dark beings play an essential role for those of us of the light. They keep us from becoming complacent. Again, according to Law of One, which is available free at lawofone.info if you're interested, it was channeled over 35 years ago and has just tremendous wisdom in it, in my opinion. There actually have been an infinite number of universes before this. There will be an infinite number after. And in a prior universe, they actually had Earth as a paradise. It was all beings of love and light. And even though we could see beyond the veil and we knew there were other higher levels, we couldn't be bothered to move on. It was so good here and such an amazing experience. It's like, why would I leave? It's great, you know? So the creator said, you know, this is just level 3 out of 7. Come on, there's more cool stuff here, guys. And to keep the humans from lollygagging in the next universe as they constantly iterate and improve, it's okay, this time let's put some dark beings on Earth and motivate the light workers to keep going. So I think it's universally true. If you are being messed with by entities, then it is for a higher purpose, and it is to either let you know I've got a wound or trauma I need to deal with, and therefore you need to do whatever shadow work is appropriate for you to heal that once and for all, if you can. And the other is, I just am being messed with in a way that I'm going to have to get to the next level of my own awakening, my own empowerment, so that they can't mess with me anymore. Is that a helpful answer, James?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Very good.
So that's what I believe. Whether it's true or not, who knows? But that's what I believe.
Thank you for the answer. And once again, thanks for the session.
You're welcome. The allies are saying this one actually goes in the best of listing. This was a good one. One thing I noticed I did without intending to is that first rattle song was much more loose and improvisatory than I've normally done. And that's because the last time I did ayahuasca with the shaman I work with, I was paying very close attention to his music and noticing how he improvised, nuances, he shifted it up all the time, constantly, you know, not just sticking to a pattern. And then I was reading this wonderful book, it's by Eric Myers. It's the Beatles, the astrology of the Beatles. It's called The Spiritual Something of the Beatles. I'm spacing that third word, of the spiritual dimension of the Beatles. And in one section, he talks about one of their prior drummers, I think it was Pete Best, who was their drummer before Ringo, and George Martin came on as producer saying, this guy can't cut it. He's too mechanical. He's doing the same thing over and over. We need a drummer who can be more creative and improvisatory. And Ringo totally nailed it on that. And I was thinking about that. Wow, I've been a little bit like Pete Best here, just kind of doing the same thing, the same way with my music. And maybe I need to be a little more Ringo and be a little more improvisatory and feel free to, you know, shake it up a little bit. So that's those were the two influences that caused me to be much more free flowing with that first Rattle song. I like to say, what's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. I don't care how good you are, you can always get better. And I personally hope I always keep improving whatever I'm doing. All right, but enough about me. What about you guys? Who's got something to share? Nikki wrote, woo-wee, thank you. Oh, here's Deanna. Hi.
Hi. You can go ahead and share the rest of the chat if you like, and then I can breathe for a minute.
This one. Brian said, I can't thank you enough, Benjamin. I experienced such a lightness that I haven't felt in a long time. This was incredible, and I thank each and every one of you. Wow. Super happy to hear that, Brian. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just finished like 4 days of moving. And I was like doing physical labor 16 hours a day, either alone or with help from others. And it's the most, you know, demanding physical work I've done in years. And yet I'm doing great. And I was just noticing, wow, one person asked this shaman that I work with, you know, how do you sing sometimes 7-8 hours nonstop in a ceremony and help people and do all the things you're doing without ever taking a break? You know, how can you even physically do that? And his answer was, well, spirit allows me to do it. All this extra energy and support comes in. If it were just me, the human, doing it, there's no way I could do it. But spirit allows extra possibility for those who are in flow. And that's what I'm perceiving with this move I'm doing. I mean, that's a lot of labor for a lot of hours a day. And yet I was able to carry it through, you know, partly because I'm in good shape and I've been working out and, you know, doing aerobic stuff a lot for months now, maybe years now by now. But anyhow, but also that spirit energy was there. It had to be done. And I got the download through the pipeline and the energy was there to do what had to be done. So another little, I hope that's meaningful in some way to someone. Deanna, what was your thought?
I also reached just an incredible blissed out state at the end here. But in the beginning, I had a really interesting, unique, and powerful vision. Mm-hmm. We were just getting started, and you said, and if you have any particular healing, you know, that you want to call in, I'll leave space for that. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, tune in. What do I have going on? And there is an impingement at the base of my neck, upper shoulders, right where the neck meets the shoulders. Right. And it just feels like an impingement. And I'm like, well, I know I got a COVID shot yesterday and my joints are achy today. So maybe it's that, but whatever this is, let's move this through.
Right.
And I closed my eyes and relaxed and got a vision of myself as an eagle. So it was as if this eagle was blended with me, and my head was the eagle head, and my shoulders came out to the wings. And right as the eagle is ready to take off, where, you know, they hunch their shoulder up and the wing is getting ready to come up and out. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's impinged because it's not quite there yet. And I would say it's better and it's moving. I still feel something there, but it was just a very interesting vision.
Wow, fascinating.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it means, but it felt like it was big and important.
Nice. Well done. It reminds me when I was doing my shamanic training apprenticeship under a woman using mushrooms, psilocybin. I was in a private ceremony with her one time and noticed, well, I'm a bird. And I was having the experience of flying just like a bird through different landscapes. And this went on for several minutes. And it was so seamless. It was just like I was just doing it without thinking too much about it. And then when it stopped, I kind of, whoa, what just happened? And I said to her, was I just a bird? And she said, uh-huh. Because she was aware of it the whole time, you know, being the sensitive being that she is. And so I have had the experience of shape-shifting at a bird. Other times I've become other power animals and things like that at various times. So that's a very normal part of shamanic work, is to shape-shift into other beings, whether it's you, what you had there was probably an inner world experience in the inner world, but there are actually some shamans who can physically shape-shift into the animals and then shape-shift back into human. So it gets really interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, I just feel like it's really, it's just important, and exactly what it was or how it was, I don't know, but much tingling around my entire scalp now.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to sit and enjoy it for a bit and see what happens.
Well, I give you consent to be tingle-minded about that. Thanks for the feedback, Deanna. That's great.
Absolutely.
All right. So I've caught up with the chat that was written. Any other feedback? Typing, speaking, anything at all? Whoa, what's that energy? Let's enjoy that for a minute. Just saying, just because you close the container doesn't mean we're done. That's great. That is major tingle. I'm getting major brain buzz from this energy. So I invite everyone just to relax, enjoy this. Whoa, nice. That is so sweet. What powerful bliss. Thank you, allies. Okay. Last call for feedback, questions, whatever. All right, so grateful to each and every one of you for being here. Thanks for taking so much of your valuable time to be part of this. And so this will be our last event of this week. But please note, next week, the week of Thanksgiving, we're doing our usual Monday night. And then Tuesday night, we're doing our Ask Me Anything. That would normally have been the Thursday, but that's Thanksgiving, and I wouldn't expect people to show up on Thanksgiving, so we're moving it ahead a couple of nights, and then got something else on Wednesday night that I can't remember right now. But just remember, next week we have an unusual Tuesday night event, Ask Me Anything. If you want to come check that out, you can ask me anything, and I'll answer it the best I can. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. It's such a delight to be here. This new house is amazing, has really great energy, and it's wonderful to be broadcasting from here. All right. Thanks, y'all, and many blessings to each of you. Be well.